Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Cascarella. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Cascarella. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchie Ohalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchie Ohalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ohalt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Ohalt moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wurstler covering, for the out. Ohalt moves to third. Haas moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Ohalt scores. Haas moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Haas scores. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken strikes out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball four. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uhalt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Uhalt moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Uhalt moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Rule drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Johnson out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Francie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhalt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-2 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Buchholz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Francie Buchholz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchholz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buchholz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ruhl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Dietrich reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ruhl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boken strikes out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Johnson moves to third. Finney moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Finney moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Uhalt hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller pinch hits for Frankie Hayes. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-4 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.